Listen, when you get a good night of sleep, you know you're going to have energy. When that happens, you feel good. You feel awesome. That's why you need to be sleeping on a Casper mattress. It helps you get a great night of rest. You see, the Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams to give you a great night of sleep. You spend one-third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. Its breathable design lets you sleep cool, and this is something I didn't know. It also regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And let me tell you, there are lots of people raving about the Casper mattress. More than 20,000 others love their Casper mattress, giving it an average rating of 4.8. You cannot argue with results like that. And here's yet another reason. The price will not keep you up at night. You can also order sheets, pillows, and that will give you the complete Casper experience. Why is it so affordable? Well, Casper cuts out the middleman and delivers it straight to you. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. Right now, for my listeners, you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/jungle. Once again, casper.com/jungle. Use the promo code jungle at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Once again, casper.com/jungle, promo code jungle.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Live from the Quicken Loan Studios, my name is Jim Rome. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Having a nice day. Good Friday. Let me change up. Alvin, it's time for you to come in studio for a nice long Q&A right now. Come on in, Alvin. Come on in, little guy. Come on in, Alvin. Time for you to do a long sit-down Q&A with Pops. I'm just saying that because Alvin's got such a red ass right now. He's trying to get it all done. And it's even funnier because what's going on here is I was supposed to have Steve Kerr to start hour number three, but we are moving him to the last segment. And then coming up next segment, I've got Tariq Cohen, which means Alvin's week that was is going to have to run sooner, so his grip is even more intense. Hence the joke about come on in for a long sit-down Q&A. Good stuff, right, Alvy? All right, so if you're tuning in right now or you're waiting on Steve Kerr, hopefully before the end of the hour, Tariq Cohen, Bears running back, coming up next segment, and that means that Alvin's week that was is coming up sooner than later. Let me take a few moments and talk about Jameis Winston. The smoke started rising yesterday, and it is getting thicker even now. The NFL is preparing to suspend Jameis Winston for 3 games. Multiple outlets are reporting that the suspension is for violating the league's personal conduct policy as it relates to a 2016 incident in Arizona. Winston has not been officially informed of the suspension, but reportedly is bracing for it, and it could come as early as today. Now, you might recall that the 2016 incident first became public in November of 2017 when BuzzFeed reported that the NFL was investigating Winston for groping a female Uber driver. According to the driver, Winston got into the front seat of her car, was allegedly shouting homophobic slurs at pedestrians, and asked that they stop for food. And when they went through a drive-thru of a Mexican restaurant, Winston allegedly reached over, grabbed the driver's crotch, kept his hand there for 3 to 5 seconds. Again, all of this is alleged, and the league has been investigating it. Winston's friend and former FSU teammate, Ronald Darby, said that he was in the car and that the incident did not happen. But according to reports, the league's investigation revealed that he was not in the car the entire time. Initially, the thought was Winston was not being suspended for the incident, but was being suspended for failing to report the incident. However, Rick Stroud, who covers the NFL and the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times, tweeted, Winston will be suspended for violating the NFL's player conduct policy and not for failure to report the incident. The NFL Network then backed that up. Listen, I don't know what Jameis Winston did or did not do. Just as at the moment, we don't know what Jameis is or is not being suspended for. He might be innocent. Maybe he didn't do what he's been accused of. But certainly nobody is accusing him of being smart or of learning from his past mistakes. And there's quite a list there. There was the rape allegation and civil suit in college. There was standing on a table and shouting an offensive phrase in public. There was stealing crab legs. And now you have this. So not only is he not learning from past incidents, he's continuing to do variations of the past incidents, allegedly. Again, I don't know what this guy did or did not do. I don't know what happened or did not happen in the car that night. But I also know that I've done a lot of takes on Jameis Winston that include phrases like, I do not know what he did or did not do. Also, I do not know if he did what he's been accused of doing. Way too many times I've had to use the word allegedly as it relates to Jameis Winston. Too many times I've had to use words like reportedly or investigators or investigation as it relates to Jameis Winston. That's not a good sign. And not only is it not a good sign, it's a bad trend. Does that mean that he's guilty in this situation? No. But does it mean that he's consistently found his way into bad situations time and time again? Yes. I mean, either this is the most unlucky dude in the world, or there's something going on here. And he really is not changing in the ways that people hoped or people expected. There were questions about him in college. There were questions about him coming out of college. And now there are questions about him yet again. And have you noticed? He never seems to have really good answers either. And if nobody inside that Bucks organization has questions about Winston, then that's a problem too. I understand that a team and an organization want to have their guys back. But at a certain point, they have to be wondering if this is the right guy to back. If it was all about stealing crab legs and then he got caught stealing lobster claws, we'd all shake our heads and say, man, what a dummy. Is this guy ever going to learn, though? This is the second allegation of assault. And if the suspension is really for more than simply failing to report, that's really concerning because that would point to the league believing the driver. In other words, it wasn't a paperwork issue or a failure to report. It would be improper conduct or even worse. So once again, maybe he did not do anything wrong. But the problem is he's got a history. And that history is becoming his present. And that present is once again a problem. A big problem. Yet again. This guy doesn't really seem to get it, does he? Alvin, that was a nice, long, meaty, heavy take. Have I bought you the time that you needed, or do you need more time? Dude, I'm good. What do I look like? Alvin, you look like the greatest editor slash producer slash arbiter of good taste slash father of America's children that I've ever seen in my life. Because we are moving Steve Kerr and Tariq Cohen is coming up next, we move Alvin's week that was all the way up to this spot. What is going on? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. It is good to be back. Clones, what's cracking? How was your last week? What's going on? How you living? So good to be back. Had a week in the basement. I feel great. I feel rejuvenated. Charged the batteries. Ready to get at this. Did you miss me? Lots to cover. Starting with USO. Yeah!
And what a finish by Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka is a badass. While we're all guilty of rushing in to say who might be the next face of the sport, it might in fact be this dude.
Whoa.
And then there's Hefty.
Whoa, that's
utterly
stunning.
Utterly ridiculous and shocking is that. Of course, I'm referring to Phil Mickelson running.
No mas.
Yo Tango Hombre.
I apologize to them.
Hefty, grow up, not out.
Toughen up.
Rex number 7.
My 14-year-old tried to do that a couple weeks ago and sat down and have a very stern conversation with him, and I couldn't believe it was happening. I mean, did you just lose your mind?
So shoot your shot, Lakers.
Kawhi not!
I know Laker fans already are. Hell, they've already printed jerseys, hung banners, and planned parade routes. Adrian Wojnarowski.
Well, it has changed. I don't want to say by the day. Right now, it is in peril.
If me taking some old lady's request for Darius Rucker and doubling down to get the guy in the piano to stop playing it makes me a bad guy, then I'm the worst guy ever because I thought it was funny.
starts every one of his calls saying the show's so funny, he almost drives his truck right off the road. Hey, John,
hey, John,
do us all a favor and finish the job.
He said something about my arm looking like flesh eating disease. Even if I did have flesh eating disease, it wouldn't be that surprising, dude. I'd want to eat me too.
How do you not come to terms with a guy who just won you a Stanley Cup? Maybe your last Stanley Cup. How the hell do you let that guy walk? In over what, a fifth year? More money? John Rothstein, what about DiVincenzo?
Plays with a Delonte West level edge.
Power play is dead, man.
And you're also looking at somebody like Bob Surrett.
Check out the tour stop for sure.
That's what I'm saying. You'll be at the tour stop, right?
Definitely.
J.J. Hickson.
Who's Jim?
Jim Rome.
Rome and Bernie.
Bernie.
Yeah.
What's up,
Flip? What's up, criminal? What's up, home invader? I hate to see that happen to him. I hate to see that happen to the kid whose face he rearranged.
I survived breast cancer, brain cancer, domestic violence, and a gunshot wound. I do more by 7 a.m. than most of y'all clones do all year.
More the lady clones.
More lady clones.
Golden ticket.
I got a golden ticket.
Thanks, brother. Big fan. You know that.
I love Anthony Kim. That's the guy that I would break the martini routine for. If I could find AK tonight, I'd celebrate National Martini Day with him. So got to Houston to partner with James Harden, gone. Got to go back home to Atlanta, gone. No, got to go to Charlotte and put up numbers, gone.
Boom.
Gets to go to Brooklyn, and, well, you can see the pattern.
Still a champion.
Career on the Lakers.
I
did you ever
not,
hear about that?
No, I do not know about that room. Tell me about that room.
Dude. I mean.
Did you know Paul Block very well?
Paul gave you great advice because Jake Bloom is a great lawyer.
Jake kept me, I think, for 2 days. But you're right. The firm is amazing, though. You're right.
I don't even need to come on the air. I'm that damn good.
Email.
Giving a sperm donation for the free porn and cookies. Right on brand, Steve.
You are not.
Give me my Whopper. It is. Give me my Whoppers. Russia.
I'm volunteering at a listener-supported radio station in Fort Collins.
All right, Luke. Now you have even more time on your hands because that golden ticket that used to be in your hand is now back in my hand. Give it to me, Alvin. Dwayne Casey.
Nobody wants to be fired, Jim. There's nothing that you want to do to say, hey, please fire me, especially after the good season we had. It hurt, but that's part of the territory.
Albie was moonlighting again, working on his next legendary call. Dude, stay Rick. Oh. Yep. And then...
I never thought a hot dog could hurt.
My guest is Jalen Mills. Carson Wentz. Look like Carson Wentz in 7-on-7 drills.
Him throwing the ball in those tight windows and trusting himself. That was really, really big for me because I know the type of person he is and how much it means to our team.
The first annual Great American Smack-Off.
Jim doesn't talk to the TV. He talks to the mic, which means he talks to you.
You mean to tell me I don't have to stand on the corners of Corona to get blasted in the face with hot dogs? Give me my Philly season ticket.
The only item on our shared calendar, Corona, is Mrs. Corona's scheduled Northern Sando. But Tyler and I agreed to call that off after she DM'd us a pic.
Like my girl Danica says, we like to ruin tenderonis, not dudes who look like celery sticks.
And you know,
finish the job, John!
Drop ass.
Oh, I'm still learning.
Jive ass turkey.
Yummy.
Yeah, some morning wrestling.
Ragu or Prego.
Stop that, Whitey. Ow.
Fluke in Fart Collins. Come on in, little guy. Time for you to do a long sit down.
Good night.
Alvin got something out of this very segment into his week of best of the week that was. Alvin, that's incredible. Incredible because not only did you get that all done, you got it done early. There were so many great things in that. That was incredible. Alvin DeLauro, I could reference probably 30 things from that that blew me away. Alvin, you have never, there's never been anybody who's done it better, and you yourself have never been better than you are right now. Well done, Alvi. And give him some credit. Hit him up on Twitter. Let him know how good you think that segment is. Thank you, Alvin. When we come back, we'll talk some football. Bears football. Tariq Cohen, running back, joins me. Steve Kerr is on the grid. We're going to try and run him down before the end of the program. We're not done yet. There's the week that was. I got to get an ATP in here, right? Huge call, too. 2018 flying right on by. We all want to continue to make this the best year ever. Let me take a moment and address you contractors, builders, remodelers. Check this out. Elevating your game for the rest of the year just got easier thanks to my pals at Lumber Liquidators. They've got a brand new program. They call it their LL Pro Plus program. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' pro services team that you can call on for all of your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you crush it. They help you with professional pricing, dedicated support. That way you get what you need when you need it, so you get all your projects finished on time. Nothing worse than a project running long. LL Pro Plus gives you the ultimate value and quality. And with LL Pro Plus, no job is too large, no job is too small. You want to put the flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to LumberLiquidators.com. LumberLiquidators.com. Let's keep making 2018 our best year ever. Let's do it with Lumber Liquidators.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, so now we're efforting Tariq Cohen. Right after that, we will effort Steve Kerr. You've already got your week that was. I owe you an ATP. You know, I wanted to talk about Mike Moore for Ep 21 of the Jim Rome podcast, and I could not get to that. He's an amazing guy with an amazing story. You want to check that out. Be sure you check that out. Ep 21 of the Jim Rome podcast. I should say 41. The reason I didn't do it is I just ran out of time. I needed time to set that up the right way. I do have time for one sliver of the pod, though. I brought your voicemail back, and the reason I mentioned this is I was off for a week, so we had to double up on your voicemails. And strangely, a lot of you do not check out my podcast for my interviews, the long-form interviews. Rather, you want the short-form phone calls, and they're different. The phone calls on the podcast are very different than the phone calls on this show. And by different, I mean much worse, much drunker, and much more profane. You know, stuff like this.
Next message.
Rome, this is Michelle from North Carolina. I'm here with my girls. Rome, I lost my virginity to you this year. I started listening to podcasts with my husband on the way to our cabin. Fell in love. You do such a great job. Thank you for all you do. Keep doing what you're doing because you are hot at it.
Message saved. Next message.
Hey, Pimp, I went online as many times as I could, and I voted for Jim Beam to be in the Hall of Fame. You deserved it, man.
Message deleted. Next message.
What's up, Rome? This is Dr. Dave. I'm okay with being the running joke of the voicemail.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hey, Jim Rome. This is Pharrell on the bench. Holy crap. James Kelly's forehead. Holy crap. And then, holy crap, Alvin DeLauro. Those kid's eyes are like bugging out of his head. Holy crap, Rome, that fat ass. That fat ass Alm Hawk. That guy in that stupid mustache and his stupid hipster t-shirts and stuff that he wears. Holy crap, I want to punch that kid in the face.
Message deleted.
Some of the voicemails from F41. That's pretty good, actually. I like the one guy who got so hammered that he said he voted for Jim Beam for the National Radio Hall of Fame. I like that gal who said that I'm, quote, hot at what I do. But most of all, I like Scotty Farrell coming in to crack on the XR4TI. That's all part of it. ATP, Alvy. How do you like this? ATP, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's where you ask me a question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Today's ATP from Not a Catch, Dez. You know who that is. Nikki in Houston. Nikki writes, Van Smoke Show. How many mixtapes have you made for Janet? I know you're a pimp, so don't even try and say you've never made one. Late, Nikki. I will answer the question. Nikki, none. Never once made a mixtape for Janet. Not one. I've done lots of extremely sweet things. but never a mixtape. We never did that. In fact, she never made me one. There are no mixtapes in our household. Never. Not even one. Even going back to the day. Hey, listen, I don't want to age anybody out, but I'm going to go back to the day of cassette tapes. I could have made one, but I didn't. That said, Nikki, you are still really good at this. Nikki is single-handedly keeping the ATP alive. What happened to Sarah? Haven't seen Sarah lately. Now, whenever I hear Hall & Oates, I think of Jeff Perlman. My man, Jeff Perlman. Jeff Perlman's an amazing sports writer. Prolific. Jeff Perlman is a freaking content machine. I have never seen anybody push out the content that Jeff Perlman does. Online, in books, long form print. This guy's amazing. And I've never seen anybody who likes Hall & Oates more than Jeff Perlman.
Private.
It's private. Private.
Private.
That's private.
Private.
Have you seen Tariq Cohen? If you have, let him know that I'm looking for him and he's running out of time. Because we're going to bump up against the other side of that with Steve Kerr. So what are y'all doing this weekend? I usually don't play that game with you. What's everybody doing this weekend? I could wait until Friday night, push out a picture of a nice martini, and say, what's cracking, clones? What are you doing? Or I could ask you right now, what is everybody doing this weekend? I would never ask you a question without providing an answer of my own. We got a few horses running this weekend. Flight Deck's all about that. The only person who has more of a vested interest in jungle racing than yours truly is the Flight Deck. He loves it. We're partners in three different horses which are running this weekend. One at Churchill Downs, two at Santa Anita, one making his maiden voyage, one who came back from Ireland who is still trying to find his footing, and one at Churchill Downs. I can give you more information if you want it. Flight Deck has already said that he'll be at Santa Anita. We're running one at Santa Anita on Saturday, one at Santa Anita on Sunday. I'm still undetermined as to which of those races, if either, I'm going to go to. The Flight Deck lives right by the track. He will be there.
Cut that meat!
I'll tell you what, Flight Deck, they can run that race on your forehead. I just don't know that. I don't know that our horse can get that distance. He's a sprinter. They could work. Big Sandy at the Belmont's got nothing on your head, bro. And Big Sandy's a mile and a half. That's the longest race you'll ever see.
Slider.
I just don't know that any of our horses can get that distance. The distance of your forehead. James Kelly's the best.
Okay, man, let's turn and burn.
Turn and burn, Flight Deck. Rome's going to run all of his horses on your forehead. All right, this guy's trying to make the jump from Twitter to the phones. It rarely works out. Let's see if he's got that kind of game. Let's see if his game travels. Let's see if his game translates. Damasio in the ABQ. Damasio, what's going on?
Hey, Rome, how's it going?
Good. How about you? How you feeling?
Good. Yeah, feeling good, man. Feeling good. Hey, Rome, real quick. Luke, you work for free because that's what your talent is worth. Hey, and Rick, stop making fun of fat people, okay? You started with Caleb, then fat chicks, but guess what? You're a fat guy. The only reason why Rome hunched over during your call wasn't because he was laughing. He needed to get out of the way to get your fat face into the shot. So, Rick, do us all a favor and eat a salad. Lastly, stop bragging about having Jeff's sloppy seconds 15 years later. Anyway, war the anti-commandeering doctrine, allowing the degenerates to get down on Tuesday.
That was a delayed run job for, quote, sloppy seconds.
Not a very good call.
But Damasio, you showed some promise. I like you saying that I wasn't hunched over in laughter. I was hunched over to get his fat face into the shot.
Fat?
Damasio, don't take that wrong. Don't take that badly. That's a good start. Very rarely do guys come off of Twitter onto the phone lines and have any kind of positive effect. That was not bad. Pretty good start. Okay, when we come back, it's been interesting, right? Kind of moved Steve Kerr around. Tariq Cohen was where he was supposed to be. I didn't find him. Who knows what's going to happen next segment? Stay tuned. You'll find out. I can guarantee this, a sports update right now. I said earlier in the program that I was contemplating rules changes for the Smack-Off. I want to think about that some more over the weekend. And we'll pick up that conversation also at the start of next week. We are efforting Steve Kerr. We had Tariq Cohen. I'm not sure what happened to that. Those things do happen. Got a huge call coming up. Listen, because I don't have either one of my guests right now, there is an opportunity for you. 1-800-636-8686. No waiting for the right caller. Hit us up. I mentioned also the Seattle Mariners have been one of the better stories. What a weird thing to say, right? Literally, they have been one of the better stories in Major League Baseball this year. With the Bills, the Buffalo Bills, finally punching their ticket to the postseason last year, it is the Mariners who now wear the horns for the longest playoff drought in all of sports. 17 years and counting since Lou Piniella's 116-win juggernaut lasted just five games in the ALCS. 42 seasons, only four playoff appearances, no world championships, no pennants. A franchise that brought you the kid, the unit, King Felix, Edgar, Ichiro, Jay Buhner, A-Bag. It's almost incomprehensible that it's 2018 and the Mariners are still rolling that same rock up that same hill. But this year has been different. This year, the M's look like they may in fact be built for October. Gene Segura is electric at shortstop. Mitch Haniger, a future star. The Big Maple looks like an ace. Even with Robbie Cano out for 80 games and the postseason after getting caught taking the spike, allegedly. King Felix looking like the oldest 32-year-old in history. M's fans were still getting pretty hyped at the possibility of seeing their guys get a shot at playing some bonus baseball once again. I mean, Seattle was mopping up the division. They were keeping pace with the defending champs. They were winning all the close games. 23 one-run wins. They were on pace to shatter the Major League record for one-run wins. And then it happened. Then they went into the Big Apple. And like some tourist in Times Square shopping for a Rolex, they got absolutely housed by the Bombers. I'm not sure you could find three more demoralizing losses. You know what they say about New York, right? If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Well, the Mariners didn't, and they can't. They would have been so much better off just shelling out a couple of grand for Hamilton tickets instead of going through those 27 innings of punishment. By the way, Hamilton is unbelievable. That's an amazing show. If you have not done that, you should see that show. That is an incredible show. They should have done that. I mean, take Tuesday night. The Bombers absolutely savaged the Mariners pitching staff with four bombs. Wednesday, they got run down after leading 5-0 with the Kraken and Giancarlo both hitting baseballs to Staten Island. Then yesterday, in the getaway game, with a chance to salvage something, ace James Paxton was exactly two batters and nine pitches into his outing when Aaron Judge did this.
Judge swings, lifts a high drive to deep right center. That ball is high, it is far, it is gone! A Judgian blast.
All right, I will finish that thought a little bit later on, or not, because I got something more important to do right now. We are joined, as promised, by the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He has led Golden State to three NBA titles. He was a five-time champion as a player, the 2016 NBA Coach of the Year, the 2018 Rudy Tomjanovich Award winner. I'm talking about Golden State head coach Steve Kerr. Steve, it is so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jim?
Good, Steve. Great to visit with you. Thanks so much. Hey, can I start with the draft last night, Steve? You took Jacob Evans with the 28th pick. We could get into breaking that whole thing down, but as Bob Myers pointed out, Draymond Green watched Evans and said he can play. So, Steve, if Draymond says a guy can play, I'm pretty sure that's a strong endorsement, right?
Pretty good endorsement, and you better believe Draymond will be all over the kid next year every day. It's one of the great things about Draymond is, you know, he's not just a great player, but he kind of sets a tone with his intensity, and he expects everybody else on the team to match that level of intensity. And for young players, it's great because, you know, you get to show them what winning is about. And, you know, we've got guys like Steph and Clay and KD who are, you know, they have this routine every day where they're shooting and they're getting their shots up and they're working. And vets like Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston just are total pros. And then you got Draymond just driving everything emotionally. So we have a really, really good culture for these young guys to grow up in and to develop in.
We're talking to Steve Kerr. You know, Steve, we're 2 weeks removed now from beating the Cavs in Game 4 and winning a third title in 4 years. I mean, the road to the title was tougher than the ones that came before it. So how does winning this championship compare with the two that did come before it?
It's felt more like a relief, to be honest, than pure joy. You know, the first couple of times, it was so exciting. It was you know, the first one was brand new. And then the second one, you know, last year came with Kevin Durant in his first season with us, so it was just a different team. This one felt more matter of fact, and it felt more like, you know, all right, this is supposed to happen, and we got it done, and there's a lot of relief there. So it's a different feeling, but it's still, you know, an incredible achievement and an incredible feeling to have when you know that, you know, you've accomplished what you set out to do 9 months ago. It's a long haul, and to get there is pretty special.
Steve Kerr joining us. You know, Steve, you mentioned Kevin Durant. You also made the point that you felt like year two was tougher for Kevin Durant than year one. Why do you think that was?
I think year one there was a kind of a honeymoon period where, you know, Kevin was trying to acclimate to us. We were trying to acclimate to him, and it was all, you know, the effort was there all year long in terms of trying to make it work. And then we won the whole thing. It was like, oh, we got this. This year it didn't feel like that as much. It felt more like fatigue. And when fatigue sets in, some of your and I thought some of our worst habits came out during the regular season just because we were spent from the last few seasons. You know, we're going to try to go to the finals next year for the fifth straight year. And that has not been done since Bill Russell and the Celtics did it in the 60s. And even going four straight times has only been done a handful of times. So, you know, you can really give people a feel for just how difficult it is emotionally and physically to go through these long seasons. And it's impossible to describe it. But this year it just felt like the cumulative effect of the last several years just kind of wore us down, and we just weren't at our best. But when the playoffs started, we turned it up, and we got back to where we needed to be.
Golden State head coach Steve Kerr joining us. You know, when you lay it out like that, Steve, I wonder where that leaves you. For instance, when you were with the Bulls, the third title was the end of the run. This is your third title in 4 years. But does it feel, I mean, could you make the argument that as taxing as it's been, you're still closer to the start of the run than the end of the run, or how does it feel to you?
Well, it feels like we could be in the middle of this run because our core four, talking about Draymond, Steph, Clay, and KD, are all right in their primes. You know, what makes it feel a little bit different is we know Andre and Sean don't have a ton of time left in their careers. They're at the back end of their runs, and those guys have been huge. So this feels like a transition period to me. Like, you know, we got these all-stars in their primes, but we've got to develop our young core, and we've got to continue to get energy and productivity from our young players, and, you know, guys like Jordan Bell and Quinn Cook, and, you know, hopefully Patrick McCall, free agents. We'd like to have those guys back. Jacob Evans, who we just drafted. You know, so we need these young guys to perform and to help lead us into the next part of this run that we're on.
Yeah, see, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to say, one of the things that struck me in watching that celebration after you clinched is that when you were embracing each player, you had a specific message for them about how they contributed to the title. And it wasn't just the superstars. It's the guys that you're talking about. It was the guys who had not played at all. Steph Curry talked about how much he appreciates your, quote, purposeful over-communication when it comes to the role of all 15 guys. That was his quote. So what's your thinking behind that approach?
Well, I was generally, you know, a role player my entire career. I played 15 seasons, and maybe only 7 or 8 of them was I even in the rotation. And I was never a starter other than a handful of games. So I know what it's like to be a bench guy, and I know what it's like to feel like you're out of the loop. And I think it's really important for the guys, you know, 10 through 15, who don't play a whole lot, to feel part of things and to have their voices heard. And so I always try to check in with those guys. I play a lot of people. I want to keep everyone engaged because there's kind of an emotional boost that you get on a team when everybody is invested. And we try to make sure of that here with the Warriors.
We're talking to Steve Curry. You know, Steve, when you and I used to talk back in the day when you played, I always thought you were extremely thoughtful on so many different issues. And you've been very outspoken on a number of political and social issues as well. My question is this. Is it a role that you welcome, or is it something that you're taking on because the situation now makes it impossible to remain silent?
I think the times are right now are calling for people to speak out, people who have a voice, and not so much on the political spectrum. Terms of, you know, conservative, liberal, all that stuff. It's more just human decency. You know, it's more compassion, empathy. You know, what really matters. And I think all of those issues that come up are magnified today because of social media and because of the way the world works. And it just seems like there's such a divide in our country that I think it's important for everybody to speak up on issues that they feel strongly about. And in a way that is hopefully not divisive, you know, in a way that can bring people together. I have great respect for what the guys on the Eagles are doing. For example, Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, and these guys, they're getting out in their communities and they're doing real work to try to help educate young people, to try to help people in difficult situations. And I have great respect for anybody out there who is truly doing something in their community to help. And, you know, so get past the politics of it and just move on to, hey, let's be good to one another. Then I think now you've got something productive and I think our society can move forward.
Steve Kerr joining us. Let me just ask you one quick follow then. You mentioned social media. I've seen you tweet about the family separations that have taken place. What's your reaction, Steve, when you see that?
Well, the reaction is, how is this possible? I mean, this is America. We're not supposed to be separating. Thing that happened in slavery, or at the, you know, the Holocaust, purposely separating families. It's insane. This should not be who we are, and yet somehow it has become who we are. So we've got to do something about it. And I understand there are plenty of issues to talk about in turn when we discuss immigration, but. Separating babies from their parents should never be a tactic, a negotiating tactic, a political ploy. It's just awful. It's lacks any sort of empathy or compassion, and goes against everything that we're supposed to stand for as a country.
He's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, has led them to 3 NBA championships. He won 5 as a player himself, the 2018 Rudy Tomjanovich Award winner as well. Steve, so good to visit with you. Congrats on that great run, and really nice to have you on this show, and I appreciate your time. Steve, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Steve, so good to talk to you. Appreciate you. Steve Kerr, I don't know anybody quite like Steve Kerr, honestly, in terms of the people that we interview and the people we talk to and his background, his career, how thoughtful he is, the way he's always been. There's nobody quite like Steve Kerr. And that's why I wanted to battle that phone line, because it's a rare opportunity to get an interview like that and a conversation like that. It happens only because he avails himself and because the man, the legend, the icon, Raymond Ritter, made it happen or allowed it to happen. In order to have a conversation like that, you got to get the two big yeses, and not necessarily in this order. The big yes from Steve Kerr And the big yes from Raymond Ritter et al. My thanks to Steve Kerr. Huge call brought to you by Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 Viz grade. It does help to fight friction. It will deliver outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil.
Hey, Brad, you call me and Tyler 2.0s. That just means we're better than you. We're newer, upgraded versions of you, you moron. And then this panhandler comes in with some scorching hot coin takes and a shared calendar blast for me and Tyler. The only item on our shared calendar, Corona, is Mrs. Corona's scheduled Northern Sando. But Tyler and I agreed to call that off after she DM'd us a pic. We realized wrestling with her would be great if you like wrestling with humans that are shaped like a potato. Speaking of humans that are shaped like a potato, Rome, that 10K Lev has won over the last 2 smack-offs seems to have been spent on KFC and cakes. I don't know if you've seen Left since last year's smack-off, Romy, but his new double chin thinks maybe he should lay off on the Caleb and Green Bay fat blast. And lastly, Pimp, I want to go on the record. I'm in this thing for the green jacket, the ring. So when this 5K comes my way, I promise to donate that $5,000 to Kyle and Green Bay's bum ass. And Warby's sending in a smack-off picture montage to give all these clones a nice succulent treat on smack-off day. Thanks for the second round, Pimp. Peace.
Yeah, I know they'll be looking forward to that nice succulent treat, Matt. Matt in Van wins it all. My thanks to Steve Kerr, Matt Norlander, the XR4TI. Clones did a nice job today. I expect more of the same next week. Thank you very much for listening. You have yourself an amazing weekend. I'll hit you on Twitter over the weekend. Nice to have you here. We're out.